Lesson 3, Segment 2. Before we start this next lesson, let's briefly go over the main premise and objectives for the first two lessons and review Envision so far. In Lesson 1, I introduced you to the theories of Envision, showed you the most important parts of the process in general, and introduced you to the concept of the observer, the first step to this process. But even though you might take one part out to study, you won't fully recognize the impact of Envision through its parts alone. You recognize it by its whole. For example, active imagination on its own is not Envision, although it's a function of it, nor is eco-psychology, etc. Well, here's what I mean. Let's pretend Envision is a radio. Imagine I took it apart and put all its essential pieces in front of you and told you what each one was. Did you know that you could pretty much use all the same parts, add a couple more, and make a microwave? Say you never saw the radio put together at all, but came in and saw a table of parts. Well, until the parts come together, locked in place, you're really looking at a bunch of different parts that have specific things they can do. But when they're built in a certain way together, voila, a radio. But the most amazing part about a radio is when you turn it on, it activates a receiver. That receiver connects to the invisible waves of energy we all take for granted that transmits music, that can have a deep effect on our mood by filling our environment with the essence of sound. So imagine now Envision is like a coaching radio, that when you turn it on, it's capable of connecting to the music of universal wisdom relayed via the receiver of the unconscious. Kind of like Soul FM. Envision is not static, however, like a radio. It takes on a life of its own when you work with it as a tool working with clients. And of course, it's rocket fuel for your own personal transformation and development. The most important skill you'll learn to develop is that of soft attention. This is how Envision works with intuition, and why the professional certification programs I offer give the intuitive coach designation. The more you work with this process, the more your own intuitive capacity will grow. The more ideas will come to you about the information you notice. Your own intuitive access helps your client move forward with ease and little effort to disconnect from the patterns that have successfully kept them returning to the same places over and over. Coaching with Envision points to a different kind of understanding. First, a knowing that something meaningful has happened for your client as they experience their epiphanies and you experience yours. Then, a refreshed left brain experience when you can return to an intellectual discussion about next steps, analyzing not how you got to where you got to, which isn't the point. But now that you have this deeply meaningful, personal, helpful information, you can navigate your choices and action plans with greater awareness. The client is more aware, and you become more aware. So remember, this is why doing it and practicing it as often as you can, alone and with a partner, will make you an extraordinarily effective coach, as well as engage you in your personal transformation and development. It's the radio turned on that does what it's supposed to do. And Envision is not a linear process, so each lesson, I'll be spiraling back to add pieces of what you've learned already and show you how the next piece of the puzzle fits and how it can benefit you and your client. We'll circle back to the observer and the primary question number one, where am I, in the next segment. Then, as this lesson 3 is a bit shorter than the previous ones, I'll explain the basic premise and objective of the second question, when am I? I'll give an example or two, then provide you with some home play exercises to do on your own and with a partner to practice with, trading places, being both the client and the coach. Then you'll have an extra week to catch up and practice the observer and the first two questions, where am I and when am I? Then we'll return to add the third question, who am I listening to lesson 4. This way, you can immerse yourself in the experience of Envision for a couple of weeks without the cerebral pressure to intellectually understand the content.